I want to
I just would.
bring Darren into the
Go
conversation for a second. Darren, in your book, The Narrow Corridor, you spend a little bit of time talking about the economic flexibility of the Chinese economy. In particular, that you need to be able to have experimentation, take risks, and devote resources beyond just creating universities and patents, but to try new ideas, and that will be a severe limitation on Chinese growth going forward. Part of John Mearsheimer's argument on the risks of China is that they will continue to grow, and do you believe that China can continue to grow if it doesn't make these sort of radical changes to its economy? And if it does make the radical changes to its economy in terms of opening up, will that undermine the authoritarian regime that it's based upon?
I think these are, thanks Larry, I think these are the million-dollar questions. I don't think anybody knows the answers to them. I have sort of three observations slash questions related to that. The first one is that, you know, in history, there have been many regimes that have grown under despotic, authoritarian, top-down political structures, but typically they have not been able to achieve a lot of innovation, especially in areas that weren't already part of posed problems. So in some sense, from this observation follows the second one, which is that China is exceptional because it is an authoritarian country, but it is obsessed with innovation and pouring resources into innovative activities, technological change that's either domestic or borrowed or taken from abroad. So it recognizes in some sense that innovation is going to be the Achilles heel of the regime, and it's trying to rectify it. There may be advantages in the future because of the nature of technology. For example, massive amounts of data become very important for technological change. But my hunch, based on history and the nature of Chinese growth until now, is that they will run into severe problems, though probably not enough to completely rule out economic growth, but to severely restrict their economic growth. But that all feeds into a third question in my mind, which relates to the questions, the issues that Alex, Stephen, John, and John have been talking about. And I think it is important for their focus as well as the question that you posed. And that question is whether when liberal democracies or Western democracies, whatever you want to call them, become stronger and are able to influence global order, does that make it easier or more difficult for other regimes, especially authoritarian regimes like China, to flourish? And I think the answer to that is not obvious. And perhaps what we have seen until now is that, in fact, the trading structure that the US and European nations have built has created a tremendous opportunity for a country like China that could make growth a priority, mobilize its resources as well as its extremely large and cheap labor force, and change the focus to importing technology, that sort of non-democratic path became very easy for China. And if that's the case, whether that's going to continue or not is going to be critical, and how the more liberal powers, if you're going to again use that term, although I'm not sure whether that's the best term or not, but how are going to respond to the rise of China.